I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Monday night, everybody was excited about the Monday night game at the MetLife in East Rutherford. Too bad it's 24-0. Did they just not?
26 now.
Now it's 26. A safety there, right? He knocked it out of the end zone.
Yep, automatic safety. It's a freaking comedy of errors. They just can't get anything right. Darnold keeps throwing off his back foot like an idiot because they keep letting pressure. And so every time he's trying to escape, he's throwing off his back foot, just tossing it up to the Patriots for three interceptions now. He's fumbled it on a sack. They're getting no blocking whatsoever. They just snapped it over his head into the end zone. It's just everything is going wrong for them. It's absolutely pathetic. After you just had the game against last week, we just destroyed the Cowboys and embarrassed them so much that people questioning if Garrett should get fired. You come back and you just lay an egg completely against the Patriots at home.
Yeah, and they're absolutely Brady, 20 of 28, 186 yards and a touchdown. And, I mean, they went out. I mean, Michelle scored early, made it 7-0.
You believe there was people
running around this place
saying that the Jets were going to win tonight?
Of course.
I mean, Mafia is a good Jet fan. This is not about Mafia. This is about other people that run around after they beat the Cowboys last week and thought that they were going to win this game tonight. They thought that not competitive, be competitive. They thought they were going to win this game tonight. It's just sad. It really is.
Mafia, when I hit this bet tonight, I'm going to go 20-8 in NFL bets on the week, and that's just all there is to it. I mean, after yesterday, I was at 69%. That number is going up now.
Another huge week.
A huge week. So, bottom line is, I was on fire. Saturday, I hit 69% of the college football games. Sunday, 67% of NFL bets hit, and then I had already hit the Thursday night Chiefs game in Denver on both ways, money line and spread. So I was sitting at, when it was all said and done, 18-8 for the week in the NFL bets, and that's just sickening. On my website, everybody raked. Everybody was raking cash. Instead of the leaves in their front yard and the fall foliage, everybody was raking $100 bills. The Cowboys broke a three-game losing streak by beating up the Eagles. The Ravens get an impressive win in Seattle, and the Colts move to the top of the AFC South with a home win over the Texans. I hit the Cowboys last night to win and laying three. That was a beautiful bet. And then how about the Titans bet? They didn't deserve that.
No, they didn't.
All I know is that Melvin Gordon, with all his money, piked. He fumbled at the one. They were at the 1 yard line. Would they have three cracks at it?
They did, because they botched it a couple times, and they gave him flags, put him right back there, gave him fresh set of downs. When Vrabel didn't challenge that fourth down around like midfield.
That was a first down.
I'm like, what are you doing? I mean, yeah, there's no guarantee they're going to overturn it, but if you do overturn it, you just melt the clock. It's done. And instead, he lets them get the ball. They march all the way down.
How did they not? Was there something that they already used it? Why did he not challenge that spot? It was so bad, that spot. They moved the ball back a yard, and the guy was over the first down. He clearly was a first down.
I have no idea what Vrabel was doing there.
Because he's not a good coach.
He's just not. Flat out not a good coach.
How do you not? Like, can you imagine Belichick not throwing that red flag there and challenging that?
I don't know what he was doing. I was watching that, too, and I'm going, why is
how
this
bad?
Guy not?
How
and
bad?
He had it in his hand.
How
he was
bad?
Standing there.
How bad are the refs? Like, how in God's name do you watch that play and spot the ball a yard back after the guy went over the first down line easily? It was Tannehill, right? He was clearly
– sneak.
He was over the line. He was over that first
right,
down
line. Right, push him back afterwards.
Are you kidding? The refs in the NFL are so atrocious. They are the worst. Here we go again. It's the same thing every day. Did I not get in the car tonight and tell you how many flags did they throw in the car? We've been in the car for 30 minutes and they threw 10 flags. They throw a flag on every play.
It was insane. It wasn't even that play wasn't even like one of those where the QB sneaks and he ends up like in the middle of the pile, so you can't really tell where the ball is. Like, he was on top of the pile. His back was turned against everyone else, so you could clearly see where the ball was, and they still screwed it up.
They screwed it up because they suck. They're deplorable. They're the worst, and I think they've actually passed the NBA refs now.
They influence every single game. You watch yesterday. I had the two TVs going. I had my team on one. I had the red zone on the other. Every time you turned around, there was another just – what is this flag for? They had two phantom roughing the passers they called on me yesterday in that game. And you're looking around, it's every game in the league. They're just making bad calls after bad calls.
And they average, I think, 14 flags a game. It seems like 40.
It's ruining the game.
It already has ruined the game. 26-0 in New York tonight. Right now, Patriots. Oh, there's another flag. They fly across your TV screen like bugs. Like, you think it's a bird or a bug flying. They're just yellow flags flying everywhere.
Right, it used to be when there was a touchdown, you're holding your breath to wait to see if there's a flag. Now, every play, you're waiting for the flag.
It's every play. And again, I repeat, they're all 75 years old. All the NFL refs are all literally, they're either 55 or up. There's no one under the age of 55 reffing in the NFL. They're all 75, between 55 and 75 years old. A couple of them are 90. They can't even run. 26-0, Patriots just destroying the Jets tonight in New York. Adam Gase looking just stupid standing on the sideline. I mean, honest to God, you have to blame, at some point, Sam Darnold. Four interceptions and a fumble. He's got five by himself. I mean, literally, five. And there's another flag. Every play, there's a flag. And they literally, I mean, he is destroying this game for New York by himself, single-handedly. He has been atrocious.
Right, not at some point. It's at every point. He's the only one to blame for tonight.
8 of 19 for only 50 yards and four interceptions and a fumble. That is the worst performance of his entire career so far, hands down, without a question.
And it's just the same thing over and over. It's just the same stupid mistake he keeps making. You learn day one as a quarterback in the NFL, right? You can't throw off your back foot. Maybe if you're Tom Brady and you're Aaron Rodgers, you can. Everyone else cannot throw off your back foot. Three times of the four picks. That's just, there's pressure coming in his face. Takes that step back, only on the back foot. Chucks it up, lofts it in the air, and is picked off.
It really is unbelievable. But I'm surprised it's only 26-0. You throw four picks and have a fumble, it should be 40-0. If you're playing this team. You know, it is unbelievable to me how good they are, where their defense is literally, you know, I saw this bet today. Did you see that one bet that they had rocking this, whatever it was, I think it was the BetMGM they had going, where you bet $1, and if both teams score, you bet $1, and both teams score, you get 100, right? And now look at the score, 26-0. The Jets are literally, I mean, there's a chance they might get shut out in this game, right?
There's a great chance.
And how about, like, if they collected all the people that bid on that bet? Imagine if they, you know what I mean? Like, it's not about who wins. It's about who. If they both score, you get $100. It's like it was like a teaser type bet.
Like promo one where you have to keep the money in and keep betting it type of deal.
Yeah. So, like, can you imagine if they don't score? The whole game, that's all I'm caring about anymore on this game is that, well, two things are happening. One is that there's no other sports on tonight, which is a travesty, right? The games are all over. There's one hockey game going on right now in the third period, but that game's going to end soon, right? And then there'll be nothing on at all to watch sports-wise. And then you'd, you know, just hope for like a good game, like a good Monday night game. And this game's just another bad performance by the Jets. Can you imagine, like, paying money and, like, a season ticket holder, or you pay to go see this game and you pack the kids in the car, your buddy, your beer, your reefer, you know, your bratwurst, you go over there, tailgate, and then you party and whatever, and then you go into the game and you watch your team lay this egg and you spend $500? Honestly, can you imagine? At least you got to see Tom Brady beat your ass. Because, you know, that's the only reason to go, right, is to watch the six-time champs.
I'm amazed at how many people are still in the seats.
Well, I mean, a lot of people have to go to work tomorrow. You'd think they'd go home already or get out of there before they sit in traffic for 2 hours. Because you know what it's like leaving that stadium. It's a nightmare.
Right. My fiance's got to go past there going home. She just texted me. She's like, am I going to be hitting traffic? I'm like, yeah, they're getting their ass kicked, so everyone's going to be leaving.
When is she going home?
Now.
Well, I don't know. I think she'd beat it right now, don't you?
According to them, Google Maps, you are, but I can't believe it. I mean, I figured everyone would have left once they threw that other pick, or, you know, they came out of halftime, didn't do anything. I would have left.
Yeah, I don't know. They are so bad. I mean, this is unbelievable. What are they going to be now? 1-5
yeah.
And 1-3 at home.
I would have gone back out and gotten drunk in the parking lot. Forget paying $12 a beer watching this.
I mean, honestly, like, can you believe it? After the performance that they put on against the Cowboys, and then what? Did they have off or what? That was
That was last Sunday.
So last Sunday, and then a week later and a Monday, they're playing Monday Night Football, and they can't even score. And their quarterback has five turnovers. Five turnovers. I mean, he looks as bad as Luke Falk. They cut him, didn't they?
They did.
Thanks for everything. You're cut. Bye. How ruthless is that? But when you think about Brady, he barely has to work tonight, right? Michelle's got two TDs. Dorsett's got a TV, or excuse me, a TD. And then Brady's got one TD, one pick. But, I mean, it's like going through the motions for him, isn't it? Just, it's easy work. And they're going to go to, 7-0 and 4-0 on the road.
But the only thing he's thinking now in this game is don't get hurt. That's it. Just avoid getting sacked so you don't get hurt.
He just got sacked or, you know, got rid of the ball and got hit. And we noticed earlier, here's the rule. You cannot tackle a quarterback anymore at all. You cannot tackle a quarterback. If you tackle a quarterback by the legs, you get 15 yards for roughing the passer, which is absolute BS. That you cannot tackle a quarterback by the legs, to me, is the most ridiculous rule on the face of the earth. The game of football is meant to tackle the legs, right? You're not allowed to hit them in the legs. You hit them up in the head, you get it? You hit them in the legs. The only thing you can do is grab them and throw them down, right? And not even hard. You have to just lay them.
Place them.
Place them down. You have to lay them down like
can't land on them.
Like China. You got to treat them like glass, like, you know, Waterford crystal. You cannot. There really is no point in rushing the quarterback anymore. If I'm a defense anymore, seriously, I have three up rushing and eight back. Simple. Why rush the quarterback? Every time you touch him, you get a flag. We've already seen it in this game. We've already seen roughing the passer in this game.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.